The first reading today will be from Job chapter 38, verses 1 through 11. A reading from Job. The Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind. Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up your loins like a man. I will question you, and you shall declare to me. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me, if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? On what were its bases sunk? Or who laid its cornerstone? When the morning stars sang together and all the heavenly beings shouted for joy? Or who shut in the sea with doors when it burst out from the womb? When I made the clouds its garment, and thick darkness its swaddling band, and prescribed bounds for it, and set bars and doors, and said, Thus far shall you come, and no farther, and here shall your proud waves be stopped. The word of the Lord. The psalm for today is Psalm 107, verses 1 through 3. And 23 through 32. Give thanks to the Lord, for the Lord is good, for God's mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord proclaim that God redeemed them from the hand of the foe, gathering them in from the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Some went down to the sea in ships, plying their trade in deep waters. They beheld the works of the Lord, God's wonderful works in the deep. Then God spoke, and a stormy wind arose, which tossed high the waves of the sea. They mounted up to the heavens and descended to the depths. Their souls melted away in their peril. They staggered and reeled like drunkards, and all their skill was of no avail. Then, in their trouble, they cried to the Lord, and you delivered them from their distress. You stilled the storm to a whisper and silenced the waves of the sea. Then were they glad when it grew calm, when you guided them to the harbor they desired. Let them give thanks to you, Lord, for your steadfast love and your wonderful works for all people. Let them exalt you in the assembly of the people. In the council of the elders, let them sing Alleluia. The second reading today is from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 through 13. A reading from 2 Corinthians. As we work together with him, we urge you also not to accept the grace of God in vain. For he says, At an acceptable time I have listened to you, and on a day of salvation I have helped you. See now is the acceptable time. See now is the day of salvation. We are putting no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we have commended ourselves in every way, through great endurance, in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, holiness of spirit, genuine love, truthful speech, and the power of God. With the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, in honor and dishonor, in ill repute and good repute. We are treated as impostors and yet are true, as unknown and yet are well known. As dying, and see, we are alive. As punished, and yet not killed. As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. As poor, yet making many rich. As having nothing, and yet possessing everything. We have spoken frankly to you, Corinthians. Our heart is wide open to you. There is no restriction in our affections, but only in yours. In return, I speak as to children. Open wide your hearts also. The word of the Lord.
Our gospel reading this morning is from Mark chapter 4, verses 35 to 41. The Holy Gospel according to Mark. When evening had come, Jesus said to the disciples, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was, and other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" The Gospel of our Lord. As I was reading over the Gospel this week, I was engrossed by the imagery that the author shared. And so I ask you this morning to relax. Close your eyes and listen as I reread the Gospel. Imagine that you are a disciple on the boat that day and reflect on what you are feeling and experiencing. We begin. It has been a long day. You spent all of it with Jesus, listening to his teachings and parables. Parables like the sower and the seed, putting a lamp under a bushel basket, and of course that tiny mustard seed story, have left you intrigued. You enjoy the stories, and you know that there is a message that Jesus wants you to understand, but sometimes you feel confused. Just what is Jesus trying to say? What is he trying to teach? Who is this man? The sun is just starting to set as you join the other disciples in the boat. Jesus has asked that we take him to the other shore on the Sea of Galilee. You are setting out into uncharted and perhaps even dangerous territory. You are headed into the land of the Gentiles or Gerasenes. The Gentiles were considered outsiders who did not follow the word of God, and Jesus wanted to bring his radical truth and love to them. He wanted to extend his mission of grace and mercy to everyone, including non-believers. You are feeling nervous, but take comfort in knowing that there are other boats around you joining in on the journey. As the boat is leaving the shore, you notice dark clouds rolling in. The wind is picking up, and there is thunder and lightning off in the distance. You have heard stories of how quickly storms appear in the Sea of Galilee. Some of the disciples on board are experienced fishermen, but you are not. You look around to see where Jesus is, and he is already fast asleep at the back of the boat on some cushions. He seems so content and is oblivious to the weather that is approaching. Who is this man? Suddenly the wind picks up, and you grab the side of the boat to keep your balance. The waves of the sea start to rise and begin crashing against the boat, making it hard to steer. Water is now pouring into the boat. James and Andrew begin bailing out the water, but it seems to be coming in faster than it can be bucketed out. You begin to feel queasy and seasick from the motion of the waves. Others are feeling the same. Fear and panic are starting to set in. It does not help the situation when you hear the cries from the other boats around you. You can hardly see them through the wind and the rain. You feel the boat sinking under the pressure of the waves and the heaviness of the water entering the boat. Thinking that the boat is about to sink, you frantically cry out to Jesus through the wind and the rain, saying, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Jesus sleepily opens his eyes and looks around at the people on the boat. He then turns his gaze towards the water and says, "Peace, be still." Suddenly, the wind and the waves have stopped, and the sea was as still as glass. Everyone around you is incredulous, yourself included. And now a different kind of fear is growing inside of you. You are so thankful that the storm has stopped, of course, but how did it happen? How did Jesus calm the storm with his voice and his words? What kind of power does this man Jesus have? Who is this man? The tension of fear versus faith versus fear was alive and well in our gospel reading today. The disciples in our story and throughout the whole Gospel of Mark have a challenging time understanding just who Jesus was. And in all honesty, I am not sure that they ever fully understand who the person of Jesus was. They say they get it. Peter says that he knows Jesus is the Messiah, but then he denies him. Not once, but three times when the cock crowed. Peter and the disciples were, as I always say, perfectly imperfect. Along with the tension of faith and fear, our reading also echoes that of the creation story, when God brought forth order from the chaos. Water, when it is unbridled and uncontrolled, is full of panic and death. It is chaotic. Water contained is thirst-quenching, freeing, and life-giving. In the waters of our baptism, we are given the promise of eternal life in Jesus Christ through his grace and mercy. But as we all know, storms will still arise in our lives, and our faith will be tested. I ask you to reflect for a moment on the storms that have appeared in your life. How often are we like the disciples, crying out in fear and panic? How often do we cry out to God saying, "Hey God, where are you? I'm dying here." How often do we question why bad things happen to good people? Why do our loved ones get sick and die? Why do accidents and tragedies happen? We get stuck in the fear that envelops us. We panic and think we are drowning in the same boat as the disciples. And know that I am including myself in this revelation, as there have been many times in my life where I have often got stuck in fear rather than in faith. And when we are stuck in that fear, we often become irrational and feel almost paralyzed. It becomes hard for us to think clearly. Trust has been thrown out the window, or perhaps out of the proverbial boat. And when it is difficult for us to trust, it is difficult for us to have faith. There is that imperfect perfectness again. I wish I had an answer as to why bad things happen in our lives. But I do not. My only response that offers maybe some kind of comfort and hope is that Jesus did not abandon the disciples in their time of need. Jesus stayed on the boat in their time of fear and panic. He invited the disciples to turn to the trust that God provides. a God who is more powerful than any storm on any sea. Jesus had a deep trust in God, and that is why he was able to sleep so soundly while the sea raged on around him. Yes, on that day, Jesus invited the disciples to that same deep trust. And Jesus also invites us into that same trust as well. We are invited to not be afraid. We are invited to trust in the power and glory of God, knowing that God is with us always. The disciples were not alone in the boat, and we are not alone in the struggles and storms of our lives. We are never alone. The disciples in Mark often struggled to acknowledge and understand just who Jesus was. Jesus' words help us to understand his divinity, his power, and his unconditional love of humankind through the glory and grace of God. The simple and powerful words Jesus used to calm the stormy seas that day were only one of the times that God used God's word, offering unconditional love and trust to all. In the chaos of creation, God spoke, and there was light in the world. God spoke to the Israelites through Moses and led them to safety from slavery into the promised land. God spoke through the prophets, offering peace and promise for the future. And yes, God spoke and God's word became flesh in the humanity of a tiny babe named Jesus, whose grace and mercy would transform the world and call us into the action of unconditional love for others and an everlasting faith in God. The disciples were challenged on the boat that day to trust in something they could not see, to trust in something more powerful than the raging wind and sea around them. We too are called to do the same. We are called to faith. We are called to trust. We are called to love. We are called to take the hand of God and let God lead us in the world through the storms that challenge us and the peace and calm that comfort us. Let it be so. Amen. Our hymn of the day this morning is from the ELW, hymn number 767, Lord, Take My Hand and Lead Me.